All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. I'm Matt Kasar here with my special guest, Jerry X. Welcome, Jerry.
Thank you.
So you're a musician, a composer, singer, songwriter, you play guitar, you play piano?
I do it all.
You do it all.
I'm a one-man orchestration over here.
When did it all start for you? What did you do first? I read that you took classical, you have classical training in piano and guitar and voice.
Yep, I started playing piano when I was 6, and I hated it. So then right around 14, my best friend at the time bought me a cheap, piece of shit, PV, Strat PV, some kind of knockoff of an electric guitar.
Yeah.
And then I started teaching myself, and when I went into high school, I went to Magnet High School, so I was in for voice, I was in for chorus, and I took a guitar class, and I begged my guitar teacher to let me stay in the class. And the following semester, I switched to classical guitar.
Wow.
And then, of course, I dropped out of high school after that, so I only had training for, a few months.
But it's a start, right? It's a start.
Yeah, at least it got me in. But and then I started writing songs right around when I was about 15 and a half, 16, and touring the country and writing tunes and releasing records.
It's amazing. I noticed that. I looked you up online, and you have a very strong internet presence, which is cool. You know, you can go on YouTube and see videos. You have a lot of websites of your own devoted to yourself. A lot of followers out there. I love it.
Yeah. And I'm so computer illiterate that half the time I don't even realize that half that stuff's out there. But I'm glad that it is. Because it means that I'm doing something right, you know?
It does. And what's nice about your sites, unlike a lot of musicians out there, even musicians that have been at it forever, they don't update their websites very often. And you have a very interactive kind of presence where, it does it automatically, but you have a new picture of the day on there, and you just have other things, and the news is current, and the tour dates are current. And that means a lot. You know, if somebody's interested in a musician and they want to look them up, and then the stuff is from 2007, It's not that exciting.
It's very infuriating because I'm one of those people that goes online and, I want to see a drive-by trucker show or I want to see a band of horses show. And then all I can find is, a tour from 2008, So I'm pretty good with updating only for the purpose that I do want people to know where I am, And I started doing video blogs earlier this year. I think right around January was my first video blog, and it went terrible, but I stuck with it, so I got better as it went on. And, I do blog, written blogs sometimes, but I'm pretty good about being on Facebook and updating shows. Just that's my end of the deal, especially when you book a show, you want to promote it because then the venue sees that you're doing your part at making sure that folks come out
yeah.
to the gigs and, you can fill the seats and, I do. I mean, I'm such a normal human, I'm so, well, not really, but my fundamentals really are connecting with people and talking to them and just them realizing that I'm, a person, not just a musician.
Right.
So it is important to me that my fans are more like my friends and that they know me personally because then they get to understand what I write about way more. So I keep up with that stuff pretty often. I'm on Facebook all the time, and I haven't figured out Twitter yet, though. I have no idea what the fuck that thing's all about.
Yeah, I'm on it myself, but I don't quite get it either, and sometimes I respond to people's tweets, and then I never see it again, and I think, did I just send that to myself, or did I send it to them? Did they even see
it? I have no idea how to run it. I know it's there. I know I have one, and I know it's linked to something else, but I have no idea how to even wrap my brain around it.
Well, the concept is cool, and I do. I put all my postings on there of who's coming next, and I just posted this interview and that interview. So I use it, but I just don't know. I don't know how effective it is. And I discovered something over in the UK called Audio Boo, and what that is it's like an audio version of Twitter where users can put up to 5 minutes of audio clips on there at a time.
Holy crap!
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
So what I do on there is I put the first 5 minutes of any of my interviews and say, if you want to hear the rest, come back to the website. And I just did that last week, but it's a pretty cool concept.
I figured that Twitter is more for updating every time you leave the house or come back or something bad happens.
Yeah.
You get to tell people that bad things constantly happen.